AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Searches are continuing, but at least one person has died as severe weather moved through Iowa. The AP's Julie Walker has the story.
In Greenfield, the tornado flattening homes, cars, trees. Through tears, resident Valerie Warrior tells WOI-TV it's devastating.
Being from a small town, you know everybody. And I know, as you see, everybody's out helping everybody.
Governor Kim Reynolds touring the area. She already announced a disaster declaration.
It is just horrific. It's hard to describe until you can actually see it, the devastation.
Audio courtesy KCRG. This year, the preliminary count for tornadoes, 859, the highest since 2017. I'm Julie Walker.
Today, the Senate confirmed the 200th federal judge of President Biden's tenure. This is White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
These highly qualified individuals have diverse professional backgrounds. They are labor lawyers, civil rights lawyers, public defendants, served in the U.S. military, and much more.
The Biden administration reached 200 confirmations about a month earlier than Donald Trump did, but Trump still holds the edge when it comes to the most impactful confirmations to the Supreme Court and the country's 13 appellate courts. The police chief at UCLA has been reassigned because of criticism over the police response to pro-Palestinian demonstrators on campus. The families of 19 of the victims in the Uvalde Elementary School shooting in Texas are suing nearly 100 state police officers who were part of the botched law enforcement response back in 2022. Josh Kotzkoff is one of the attorneys representing the families.
Basically, the city has said, and not alone in saying this, our officers did nothing wrong.
The families agreed to a $2 million settlement with the city of Uvalde, under which the city leaders promised higher standards and better training for police. This is AP News. The Biden White House is hosting its sixth state dinner tomorrow.
White House Executive Chef Chris Comerford and Executive Pastry Chef Susie Morrison are the first women in those jobs.
They excel at what they do.
Bill Yassas worked with both while Executive Pastry Chef in the George W. Bush and Obama administrations. State dinners are a high honor reserved for top allies, and the food planning takes months with a few different menu proposals, tastings, and dry runs.
We're not trying anything out. By that time, it's probably been rehearsed three or four times.
Some of it depends on what the guest wants. Yassas remembers China's Xi Jinping asking for a very American menu in 2015.
Which I think was a polite way for him to say that he didn't think we could do Chinese food very well.
The menu featured Maine lobster and Colorado lamb. I'm Sagar Meghani.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.